Today is Friday, October 8th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. We have a voicemail, so we are going to play the voicemail before we do anything else, because, we're just going to play it.
Hi, Adam. I wanted to thank you very much for the Amazon gift certificate that I got for winning the contest. But I also listened to your show today, and you said if anybody wanted an Amazon gift card to call in. So, yeah, I'd love another one. Probably a little bit more than $50, but, you know, that'd be great. So I'm calling in for the Amazon gift card.
I wonder what the smallest... Well, first of all, Auntie Scott, thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. I wonder what the smallest gift card you can give on Amazon. Wouldn't it be funny if I just sent him like a one penny Amazon gift card? I mean, surely they don't allow that because that would cost them more to produce. Like more electricity to produce than you could. Let's see. Let me see what the denominations are here. Amazon gift card. Oh, you can do a dollar. You can do a dollar gift card. It says, sorry, something went wrong. So you can't do a penny. Man, a penny would be, let's see, amount. Enter amount. I'm going to do $1.50. We're going to do, let's see. I'm just going to, you know what? You called in. I'm going to say to the next five callers, if you want a dollar, that's where I'm going to end it. I'll do five $1 gift cards. And then I'm ending it. I'm reneging on what I said yesterday. Let's see. I just want to try this because I've never sent such a small gift card before. So let's just see. Let's see what happens here. So I'm doing a dollar and I'm putting in the email address. Delivery date now, buy now. There we go. There we go. I've done. I need to place my order. Place my order. $1. That's amazing. Why would they allow a dollar gift card? Oh my goodness. Anyway, not the next five, the next four callers, because I only want to do a total of $5. So speaking of, I know Auntie Scott is not a homeless person, but I've been thinking, when I pass homeless people or people who are begging for money, I generally get irritated. I mean, as in life with a lot of things, you know, I get irritated for a lot of different reasons. Mark even says that he has a list of things that I don't like because I have so many things that I say I don't like or that I hate that he is now making a list. I don't think he really has a list, but that's what he says. Because apparently I say, you know what I hate? Apparently I say that a lot. So when I pass people who are begging for money, I'm always like, ugh, they probably aren't even homeless. They're probably going to go get alcohol or whatever. And I was thinking, you know, I want to be a better person. And so what I should do is keep money in my car specifically to give to people who are begging for money, because in my heart, it should not matter if they need it or not. I should just say to myself, you know what? As a good person, I'm going to give this person money, and that's on me. Like the state of my heart is on me, that I am generous and that I am giving and that I am loving. That's on me. If they're lying and they're going to use it for nefarious purposes, or if they're not really homeless and they live in a, you know, mansion or something and they're just duping me, that's on them. They're going to be judged for that at some point. So, you know, if people say, hey, I need an Amazon gift card, I should just be like, you know what? That's on you if you're taking advantage of me. But I'm going to go ahead anyway. If anybody wants a dollar, the next four people, I'll give you a dollar. If you really want it. I mean, if you really want a dollar, please call in. So Guru Nudie responded on Twitter to something I said on the show. Apparently I said, I don't know if he listens or not, but he says, I do listen. Without turning it into a recipe show, I'd like to hear about what you sous vide. I do a lot of sous vide cooking. I think some of the listeners of the podcast would be like, oh my God, don't get Adam started on the sous vide. That's all he talked about when he first got it. Now he's got a Vitamix. He's going to talk about the Vitamix for a long time. And then I'll tell you what, I made salsa last night in the Vitamix and it was good. I'm struggling with the Weight Watchers. I'm just going to admit right now, I'm struggling with the weight, but, I was just going to make eggs and bacon. And I was only going to eat enough to be in the points for Weight Watchers. And then I thought to myself, you know, you have those tortillas left over that you bought for throwing down and you're never going to use them. They're going to go bad. And then that's going to be a waste of money. So what you should really do is make a breakfast burrito out of those eggs. You should scramble some eggs and use the bacon in the, but now since you've added the tortilla, you've already gone over your points in Weight Watchers. So you might as well add some cheddar cheese to that. And since you're going to make rice anyway, you might as well make cilantro lime rice. You know what? And you know what would go good with that is some tortilla chips, which we happen to have in the refrigerator in the pantry, but we don't have any salsa. But you know what? You've got that Vitamix. And you happen to have onion, cilantro, garlic, canned tomatoes, and canned Rotel, tomatoes with chili. I bet you could whip up a little, and lime juice. I bet you could whip up a little salsa. And I did. I whipped up a little salsa, and it was good. I used onion, cilantro, Rotel tomatoes with the green chilies, another can of diced tomatoes, and lime juice, salt, and garlic. And it was good. I've still got some left. Anyway, so that was another thing I've done with the Vitamix. But I really want to make banana ice cream. I hate bananas. But I really want to try this banana ice cream. Because what I want to do, I want to take frozen bananas and frozen strawberries, mix them together, and make like a banana strawberry ice cream. Because I'm hoping maybe the strawberry mixed with it, I would like it better. What I also want to do is try mixing some chocolate in and seeing if it masks the flavor of the banana. And then it would be a very low point dessert. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to get back on the bandwagon at some point. And I did better this week. I did better this week than I did last week. So every week I'm getting a little bit better. And, you know, of course, now the holidays are going to be coming up and Mark and I are going to New York and, you know, but I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up. Anyway, so back to sous vide. I think I've wasted enough time there on the Vitamix, but back to the sous vide. I really like to, mostly what I've been using the sous vide for is meat. Because I find the thing that I struggle the most with cooking and getting it right is meat. Pork is really hard for me. I have found that chicken is also can be disappointing in the sous vide as well. I don't know why, but for whatever reason, chicken can be stringy in the sous vide. But beef and pork are the two big things. So anytime I'm going to cook a steak now, I do it in the sous vide. And then I sear it in a really hot pan with a little bit of butter and like whatever herbs and salt, pepper, garlic, all that kind of stuff, just really quickly. And that makes a perfect medium to medium well, depending on what we want. And I also do pork because I can do it at a much lower temperature. The cool thing about sous vide, which I'm sure Guru Nudie knows this because he has a sous vide. The cool thing about sous vide is you can cook things that you can cook meat at a lower temperature and it's still safe because you do it for a long time and it gets the entire thing up to that, the entire piece of meat up to that temperature, and it'll kill everything. All the bacteria and, you know, and stuff that you want it. So like you can do pork at a much lower temperature than you normally would. And so it's a little pink in the middle And that's okay. Now, supposedly pork is okay pink in the middle now because we've apparently, what, modern science has eradicated most trichinosis, I believe is what it's called. Those worms that would get in your gut if you ate pork that was undercooked. But anyway, regardless, I feel safer cooking my meat at a lower temperature in the sous vide because it holds it at that for longer and it's supposed to be safe. So mostly I do beef. Beef, pork, and chicken. When I do chicken, now most of the time I do chicken. I make a lot of chicken salad for my diet to make chicken salad sandwiches. And it doesn't really matter so much. So I will usually throw that in a vacuum bag, in a vacuum seal bag, put that in the sous vide for a couple of hours. And then I just grind it up and then mix a little light mayonnaise and either pineapple or olives. I know that sounds weird, but I have a sweet version with pineapple and a savory version with olives. I mean, they're both savory, but I've had chicken salads with pineapple and almond, and I've also had chicken salads that are more garlicky and olivey, and so I do, not together, but, you know, separately. That's about all I do is meat, but I have done, potatoes, and I've also done carrots that I wanted to mash. And then what I'll do is I'll put them in a vacuum bag and I'll put them with milk and butter and I'll put them at the, whatever 160 or whatever the temperature is you need to do it at. And then when they're done, I will literally just mash the bag, cut a hole in it, and then just squeeze them out. And it makes a pretty good potato puree or a carrot puree. I need to get adventurous and try some other things, like I need to try a creme brulee in the sous vide because I hear that's good as well. And it would save from having to turn on the oven, but I have not tried that yet. But I do all kinds of things. Well, I'm going to my parents tomorrow night for dinner. Mark is going to have his dinner with his friends and I'm going to do my thing, but I think it'll be good. Like I said, I need to see my parents more, and tonight is mix minus. And then it's just going to be kind of a relaxing weekend. I need to mow. I'm hoping one last time before fall/winter. So I know we're already in fall, but whatever. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.